think about who works at fast food joints, right? It's kind of glassy-eyed looking teenagers who are bored out of their minds and, you know, basically trying to pass the time. Not at PALS. Very high energy, high commitment workforce. It's because the first question they ask is, who do we want to work here? And so they ask themselves a simple question: who are the superstars at our company right now? Let's figure out what makes them tick. We'll hire some psychologists, figure out, you know, what's their mindsets, their values, their attributes, and we'll go try to hire people who kind of have that same view of the world. So the first thing you do, you take the 60-question psychometric test, which is full of, you know, rather odd questions, but they think the answers speak to not just what you know, but who you are. You then go through 120 hours of training, which is just massive, massive amounts of training by any fast food standard. And then once you're done and you're certified to actually start work, every day when you come in, the team of 15 comes in for the morning shift at the PALS, a computer spits out two names. And for the next, you know, 5 minutes or so, you take an online test to make sure you haven't forgotten the key things you might have learned 6 months ago or 8 months ago about how to do whatever job you're being trained at. Now, and if you don't pass that test, you're not punished. Their theory is people who don't maintain their level of training, that's not a reflection on them. It's a reflection on how we're doing our training, and we've got to get better at that. But then you get retrained and on about the business you go. And, you know, it's interesting. So I talked to the CEO, Tom Crosby, and the obvious question is, it's such a low-margin business, it's such a high turnover business, although in PAL's case it really isn't because people are rather satisfied by their jobs. But I said, you know, what happens if you spend all this time and money training 18 or 19-year-old kids and they leave? And his response, which I thought was rather brilliant, was, well, what if we don't spend all this time and money on training and they stay? Isn't that what's going to undo our success over a period of time? So that's a company that just looks at its business, looks at its culture, looks at what it makes sense to spend money on very differently from just about any other company in its field, because it's trying to do something that other companies can't or won't do.